who is forming. We'll start with excerpt number 1. Article 19, why is the Torah called middle line in the work? One should believe that there is none else besides him, that the Creator does everything. In other words, as Bala Sulam said, before each action, one should say that man was given only one choice. Since, if I am not for me, who is for me? Thus, everything depends on one's choice. However, after the fact, one should say that everything is private providence, and that one does nothing on his own. We'll read again. I remind you that we are reading from Rabash, Article 19, why is the Torah called middle line in the
world? Okay.
Excerpt number 2 from Bala Sulam, letter 16. I have already said in the name of the Baal Shem Tov that prior to making a mitzvah, one must not consider private providence at all. On the contrary, one should say, if I am not for me, who is for me? But after the fact, one must reconsider and believe that it was not by my power and the might of my hand that I did the mitzvah, but only by the power of the Creator who contemplated so about me in advance, and so I had to do. It is likewise in worldly matters because spirituality and corporeality are equal. Therefore, before one goes out to make one's daily bread, he should remove his thoughts from private providence and say, if I am not for me, who is? He should do all the tactics applied in corporeality to earn his living as do others. But in the evening, when he returns home, with his earnings, he must never think that he has earned this profit by his own innovations. Rather, even if he stayed all day in the basement of his home, he would still have earned his pay. For so the Creator contemplated for him in advance, and so it had to be. Although the matters look contrary on the surface and are unreasonable, one must believe that so the Creator has determined for him in his law, from authors and from books. I'll return to the text. Excerpt number 3, Rabash, Article 18, Who Causes the Prayer? One must not say, I'm waiting for the Creator to give me an awakening from above, and then I'll be able to work in the work of holiness. Bala Sulam said that in regard to the future, a person must believe in reward and punishment, meaning he must say, if I am not for me, who is for me? And when I am for me, what am I? And if not now, then when? Thus, one mustn't wait another moment. Instead, he should say, if not now, then when? And he must not wait for a better time. So, then I will get up and do the work of holiness. Rather, it is as our sages said, do not say, I will study when I have time, lest you will have not time.